B-Pod Studios.
Thanks for starting your morning with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. Sponsored by Window Nation on WNKS, WNKS, HD1, Charlotte.
Every morning.
Every morning.
Every morning.
Charlotte's number one hit music station. Kiss 95.1.
Tonight at 6, a new morning show is taking Charlotte by storm.
I get up with you guys every single morning, and I don't think I'd be able to make it to work if it wasn't for you guys.
Aww. Thank you.
This is Charlotte's morning show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
The gang is all here. Good morning.
Hello.
Everybody's healthy, feeling good after a weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, long weekend. Oof.
Yeah, that sounds like a complaint.
What? Is it? Maybe. I don't know. At one point Saturday, because I woke up to go be part of the VIP Southern Christmas Show experience with producer Nicole. And, like, I typically don't start my day at 7 a.m. Like, I may wake up a little bit out. I'm not, like, out and about. And meanwhile, I dropped off the dog in Nicole's, went to Southern Christmas Show, did some shopping, you know, just did everything. Like, I did like 17 things before 10 a.m. And I'm like, what is this?
And then you can feel like you can be lazy the rest of the day
because yeah.
You've already done everything. All right, let's get our Monday morning started with the Monday morning song so we could all feel like Roy did.
Okay.
Saturday morning at 8:30. Roy was like listening to this.
Jamming. Listening to our Saturday show.
Here we go. Welcome to your Monday, everybody.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Hopefully everybody feels better now on a Monday morning. Listen, I was telling my son Dean, who didn't want to go to bed last night. I said, dude, here's your week. You have a full week this week. Then Union County schools don't even go to school Wednesday before Thanksgiving. They're off.
Wow. Oh, really?
I used to do a half day. Is that what you guys did?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Nope, they're off. So grandma's picking him up on Tuesday and his vacation starts. And I go, you basically got 2 weeks, then Christmas break.
Yeah.
Then, bro, believe it or not, after January, they call that the spring semester.
They do.
You know, and I was like, and then May's going to be here, son. You're going to be a second grader. That's how fast it goes.
Especially for Thanksgiving to Christmas. I mean, the two holidays are just right back to back.
They really are. And I started decorating this weekend, and I found this poll on MSN. And the poll questions, like, when do you start decorating? Will you decorate? I want to talk about that coming up in, like, 20 minutes because it's interesting stuff.
Because I think you'd be surprised. I'm decorating the latest I've ever decorated before ever in the history of my life.
But that's because you're in the middle of a move.
I know, but because I've now been, like, listening to K-1047's their Christmas music, and so I'm all in right now, and I really want to decorate.
You can come to my house and decorate.
I like Roy going over to his new house and decorating before he puts any new furniture in there.
All right, now you can bring him in. Bring in the couches.
Roy,
watch the Santa.
I ordered a 15-foot tree and a 12-foot tree see which one I want.
From what?
Costco.
Oh.
They had like a 15-foot tree, and I was like, I think I can get it in here.
Did you go?
I just ordered it online. It comes right to your house.
Oh, really?
Did
it come yet?
No, it's supposed to come the 20th.
Whoever that driver is.
Is that the day we're handcoffed?
We're handcuffed.
Yeah,
you're going to have to help me get 400 pounds of a fake Christmas tree into my house.
Christ.
Well, handcuffed.
Don't forget, I have a bum shoulder. Yeah, that was a whole thing this weekend, Amanda. Wednesday is just a disaster. The Jonas Brothers concert is Wednesday night. Now, we're not going to go to the show, I don't think, but Amanda and Dean are going.
Oh, that's cool.
And then, so that means I'm on Ruby duty.
Oh, yeah.
Or you have to lend me Elena. I don't know what to do. You're au pair. We got to figure this out. But anyway, your weekend in 60 seconds, Roy, you did the Southern Christmas show.
I did the Southern Christmas show. Went shopping up in High Point, North Carolina. Although I woke up to an interesting...
For what?
Just for furniture.
Oh, okay.
And then on... they're like, by the way, the furniture capital of America. Like, they have the biggest furniture store.
Hickory was.
No, they have like the big... There's like over 1 million square feet of this one store of furniture. But Sunday I woke up to text messages from my sister, woke up to them of her asking me to be her, executor of her estate if her husband dies.
Yeah.
That's heavy for a Saturday morning.
Good morning. yes, of course, but I hope not.
That's funny. What about you, Ren? What'd you do?
So Friday night, I went out to Albemarle to Joe Moss, Kevin Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. I can talk.
There you go.
And then yesterday, I went to the Panthers game. I took my friend who had never been to a Panthers game before. This was her This was a very first Panthers game, and it was a mess.
Did the Panthers play yesterday?
No, not really.
Yeah, okay. I didn't think so.
I'm pretty sure Kyle Allen had a Falcons jersey on under his Panthers jersey.
I tweeted out yesterday, we all cool with Cam now. Can we just please stop with this Kyle Allen's team conversation?
You can just tell when he gets frazzled, it's hard for him to get back. And he's, I mean, I know he's not a rookie, like, truly, but, like, he's essentially mindset rookie quarterback.
Kid, right? Yeah. What was the vibe in the stadium? Were people all over
him? Oh, my gosh. I mean, people were screaming at him.
How quickly you could fall, Roy. He was a hero, like, 3 weeks ago. You could do no wrong.
And, I was telling my girlfriend, Katrina, like, the vibe in the stadium is so different when Cam is playing. Because Cam's, like, trying to hype people up. He's running around. Yeah. If there's a touchdown, which there wasn't yesterday, we kicked a field goal. I didn't stay to the end, but
Get 1 point on the board?
I think we got three. We kicked a field goal.
At the end of the third quarter, we had just kicked a field goal, and that was it at that point. So I was like, we got to get out of here.
Nice day, though.
I don't know much about sports, but I was at a furniture store during all this, and you occasionally hear, like, this is a nice furniture store I was in. This is just ridiculous. I just don't understand.
People take their Panthers serious, man.
And I'm like, oh, something. And you guys are texting. I'm like, sports is happening.
So, speaking of the Panthers, on Friday night, DJ Vinny, who spins the music inside the Panther Stadium, and he also owns his own DJing company, he had a karaoke night on Friday. So, Amanda and I went over there. We were there with Paige and Jake Failing from Fox 46. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure Sir Purr was there.
In character?
No, I would have known if he was in character. There was another guy, and I met him, nice guy, and he was the mascot for the New Jersey Nets basketball team, and then he said he had to go do some stuff for the Panthers this weekend, and then I put two and two together. I didn't want to ask him, because your identity must never be revealed.
That's right.
Are you Batman? I think I figured this out. Are you Spider-Man? So that was fun. We did karaoke on Friday night. Then Saturday, Amanda went to the Garth Brooks concert in Knoxville.
Yeah, man.
Where she was outside for the show. It was crazy.
That was a good show, too. I was watching a little bit online.
Yeah, she had a blast, she said, you know. And then Dean and I put up the Christmas tree on Saturday. So, and that's what I want to talk about coming up here at, like, around 6:20, because there's this some new stats out, like, well, when will you decorate for the holidays this year? Before Thanksgiving, the weekend after the Thanksgiving, between Thanksgiving and Christmas, and I don't decorate. Which one do you think got the highest percentage?
The weekend after Thanksgiving.
Before.
No, both wrong.
Really?
Good, now we got something.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
The holidays are here, y'all.
Yeah, Dean and I needed something to do on Saturday while Amanda was at the Garth Brooks concert. So I said, let's put up the tree. So, you know, like any six-year-old, he starts out helping me, then he goes through every single box and has 25 different things open. You
know, but he hasn't done anything, like, really to help you in 20 minutes.
Yeah, there's lights strewed everywhere.
He's tied himself up.
Every single little statue of Jesus and every donkey is on the ground, you know. Anyway, holiday decorating poll from MSN.com. When will you decorate for the holidays this year? 37% of people said between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Okay.
28% of people said the weekend after Thanksgiving.
That's when we do it.
11% before Thanksgiving.
Oh, I thought there'd be a surge of early birds.
Yeah, for two reasons. One, a study came out that said that people are happier when they have Christmas decorations up. That was recent. Two, our time between Thanksgiving and Christmas is really short this year.
Yeah, because the Thanksgiving is actually on the last week of November.
24% of people said they don't decorate at all.
They're Jewish. Well, my friend that I went to the Panthers game with yesterday, she said she's not decorating at all this year because they're traveling for Christmas. So she's like, it seems like a waste. We travel for Thanksgiving, then we travel for Christmas. So why am I putting a tree up for 2 weeks?
I get that. Say I'm in the same boat.
Does it bother you to see Christmas decorations in the store in October, MSN asked in this poll? Does it bother you? 65% of people, what did they say, yes or no?
I say yes.
No, it doesn't bother them.
65% of people said yes, it does bother them.
Really? I think October bothers me, November does not.
Oh, I'm so in the Christmas spirit. Every time I'm in the car, Christmas music is on right now.
Does it bother you to see Christmas decorations in the stores? 3% said, I shop on Amazon. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Decoration?
What's a store?
Amen.
Oh, man.
And then the last, when do you take down your holiday decorations? 52%. When is it? 52%. The week after? The week after New Year's? The week after Christmas? December 26th?
Week after New Year's,
week
I
after
say.
New Year's, yeah.
That is right.
Yeah. I'm doing a real tree this year. That's my first time ever doing a real tree. Have you heard about the tree elves?
Yes.
And this is not a commercial. They're not paying, trust me, they're not paying us at all. I wish they were. But I booked, so my family's coming in for like December, the weekend of December 6th to have a holiday weekend in Charlotte. So I booked the tree elves, which elves will come to your home and deliver a tree. And my nieces really want to see Santa's helpers.
That's cool.
Couple questions. Do they decorate your tree?
No. But they bring it, they stand it up, they bring popsicles for everyone. It's a whole party from Santa.
Can you tell them what size tree you want?
Yes.
Really?
Yep. Lauren's about to book it. Hey, it doesn't have 15 footers, okay?
Do they have 12?
I think so, but not 15 feet.
Will they deliver like anywhere?
Yeah, right here in the Charlotte area, yeah.
Hmm.
I don't know if they're going to go
to Waxhaw?
Yeah, they'll go to Waxhaw. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if they'll go to Kings Mountain, you know. That might be a bit far for them.
Okay. All right.
But I have elves coming to put up my Christmas tree.
Of course you do. I wonder if they get mad at each other.
Push! Push!
Can't agree.
You idiot!
All right, Loren, we used up all of your dirty time with Christmas conversation.
Oh, no.
Okay, Christmas conversation's fun.
Listen, though, in an hour from now, we need to see Kanye was at Joel Osteen's church yesterday.
Yeah, I got it here.
You got audio for that, too? Perfect. We'll get into that at 7:30. Up next, though, in less than 10 minutes, if you haven't heard, Loren and I are going to be handcuffed together. We've talked about this a lot, but we need to bring it up at 6:35 because that's when we do our high school football picks, you know, usually. So we'll update everybody on what's going on. And some new plans have jumped up. It's coming up in under 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
I cannot wait here on Kiss 95.1 for Wednesday at this time.
I'm sure you can.
For you two to be handcuffed together.
You got the handcuffs delivered, I saw.
Oh, I did.
Did you bring them?
No, they're in my apartment,
okay.
but I posted on Instagram because they're fuzzy adult
shackles,
and everyone's like, oh, we know what you and Sterling's doing later.
and when it was delivered, it says, like, the specific product was delivered. Like, hey, take it easy.
I'm trying to hide the fact I got this.
Your pink fluffy shackled handcuffs from the... from the blah 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 store have arrived.
Yeah. Amazon said, "Have fun with a winky smiley face." I'm like, "Calm down."
Your Christian Grey starter set has arrived. Yeah. So, Loren and I, we had the worst records in our high school football picks. Therefore, we will be handcuffed together for 24 hours, like Roy said, starting at this time on Wednesday, and then we're gonna do a couple things throughout the morning. And then we're gonna go and do some bowling. We're gonna go and do some lunch, and then things get crazy because Amanda is taking Dean to his first concert ever, and that's going to be the Jonas Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be on Ruby duty with you, but then you need to be home for the Christmas tree delivery that you're getting.
Yes. Oh, well, but I think the Christmas tree delivery is coming earlier in the day, so you can help me move that. Because Dallas is specifically going out of town because he does not want...
to be part of it?
Yeah.
Of us? Or
yeah. No, of us being handcuffed together.
Yeah, that's
He's
what I'm
like,
saying.
Y'all are going to be a train wreck. I'm out of here.
Amanda hates it, too. Like, Amanda's like, you're 40, almost 45 years old. This is not something that, like, you and Loren should be doing. And I go, this is not something we didn't just go into a meeting and say, hey, let's do something fun. Let's handcuff ourselves together. I said, I lost the football picks.
Yeah,
but this is not normal adult behavior, which I understand why they're irritated with us.
Yeah, but we're entertainers. They don't understand.
Right.
How.
And the sleeping together at night thing, that's got her all riled up. She's like, I'm sure Dallas isn't happy about that.
Wow. There's somebody else going to be in the room with y'all taking video, right?
I don't think Clever Trevor, our video guy, can stay the night.
Yeah, but Amanda's going to be home. Of course. It's not like Dallas is going out of town and Amanda's going out of town. It's just me and you.
And what the hell is going to happen when we have fluffy handcuffs together? All of a sudden, intimacy is going to happen between Loren and I. She's like my sister.
No, she's going to murder you.
She's going to kill me, if anything. You got that right.
The leash of that handcuff.
Yeah. She's going to strangle me, just like Princess Leia strangled and killed.
But just until you pass out and stop talking. Yeah. I won't kill you.
In Return of the Jedi, Princess Leia kills Jabba the Hutt by strangling her. That's what you're going to do to me. So that's going to happen on Wednesday, and then Thursday at 6:35, we'll get unhandcuffed together. But yeah, my wife's like, this is just awful. So I said, babe, start pitching new ideas for next year. What should we do? Because we're going to do it again next year. We need to have a different payoff.
I'm pretty sure if I asked Sterling that, he'd say resignation.
I've got an idea.
Just quit.
Because I told her, like, you know, we had some ideas, like tattoos. Remember that?
Yeah.
Somebody yelled that out. Like, the loser has to get the tattoo of everyone else's choice.
Right.
She's like, oh, my God, are you serious?
Yeah, the handcuffs looking better and better.
Yeah. I said Lorraine was going to grow out a unibrow.
Yeah.
So we have to come up with a payoff next year. That can't be handcuffing. It can't be a tat.
That's fine. I think that's fine.
I said maybe a sign that says I'm a loser and you have to walk around uptown.
That's not bad. Yeah, Nicole said something in our ear, and I agree with the word that she said.
I just want people to understand the struggle of our meetings.
I know. We have to come up with really mean things to do to each other.
That's also funny and entertaining for you guys. So, all right, Wednesday, we will see you right here. Wednesday morning, make sure you're listening to see the, and follow us.
Sure. At the MRL show, follow us on Instagram because we're going to have a bunch of live video throughout the whole experience for the 24 hours on our Instagram story at the MRL show. I can't wait just to see you guys just trying to do normal things like fix dinner and put Ruby to bed. And
yeah.
I don't know how you're going to do it.
Me neither. It can't come quick enough, to be honest with you.
Let's just start so we can get it over with.
Let's just do it now. Okay, up next, we got to talk about one person on the show was featured in a prominent Charlotte article. Charlotte Agenda did an article about one of our cast members. We'll discuss. In fact, we're going to pull the article up and read it so everyone can hear it. Coming up in less than 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Congratulations to Roy. Loren, he was featured in the Charlotte Agenda's How I Work, a quick question segment.
Mm-hmm.
He, this whole series, the How I Work series, includes interviews with Miss USA 2019 Chesley Crist, who we know, Governor Roy Cooper, developer David Furman, the elevator lady who's in every single elevator
Sherry
in
Berry
Mecklenburg
or
County, Sherry Berry. Also Hornets player Cody Zeller. And Checkers, Charlotte Checkers Hockey COO, Tara Black. So, buddy, that's a pretty good list.
It is. And I remember when they asked me to be part of the Charlotte Agenda's How I Work series, I was like, I'm the worst. Don't. Like, I'm not worthy of.
Lauren Levine Corriher.
Yes, she just got married.
Came in and interviewed you.
You were part of the, you were in the interview with us at some points, too.
I think I was getting ready to leave.
Yeah, you were ready to leave. By the way, so she comes, and we schedule this way out in advance. I even let, you know, management here know, hey, just so you know, there is going to be a reporter here. They're going to kind of be around. So
right.
Let's all be on our good behavior.
Yeah.
You know, that type
don't,
of thing.
Don't come in with bad ratings news during the interview, if you wouldn't mind. Hold off on that.
And it was like everything. It's like they purposely wanted to start things because the reporter was here. Like there was
funny.
We were in our office, and we had to move we couldn't be in our office anymore. So I had to then take her to another studio.
So unprofessional.
Like she's trying to do this interview, and I had to take her to seven different parts of the building just to do the interview. At one point, we ended up in K1047's empty studio, and then we had a break in the middle of that for a contest. Like, it was the most.
She's like, you know what? Just forget it. I'm not going to write the article after all.
Seriously,
we have our boss coming in, being like, "Hey, we're trying to reach out to you guys."
How long was she here for?
Gosh, she was here for a minute, maybe like an hour.
Sounds like the day. Sounds like she was here for the whole day.
It was a long interview.
Lorraine, what are some of the highlights that you found when you read the article? What did you like about it? It's like a question and answer article from Charlotte Agenda. And by the way, a lot of people might not even know, Roy. Charlotte Agenda reaches thousands of people.
Million. I mean, reaches a million
really?
Each month. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So some of the questions that Roy got asked, on a scale from 1 to 10, how tired are you right now? You know, we work in morning radio. We get up really early. Roy said, you should have asked me yesterday when I had 3 hours of sleep. Today I feel pretty good. Huh. Last night I got about 5 hours of sleep. I don't sleep that well.
Yeah, it was a rough week.
Then he goes through like his whole bedtime routine. He's like, I read, I shower, it takes a couple of hours, it starts at 8:30, I usually am sleeping by 10:30.
Oh gosh, this sounds boring.
Yeah, give us the good stuff.
What song do you hope to never hear again on the radio? Roy said Despacito.
Yeah.
Ooh, does producer Nicole know that?
Yeah, I don't know if she does.
Play the crap out of it.
Yeah. Everyone did.
It was a hit, man.
Yeah. Who's the nicest celebrity that you've interviewed so far?
Let me guess. Who's the nicest celebrity who we've had in here? You like John Reap. That's who you're going to say.
I am comedian, a big fan of John Reap. That's not who I said.
Oh, no?
Roy said Alessia Cara.
Yeah.
I like her because we were like her first interview, mm-hmm. and she was super kind, and she remembers us, which mm-hmm. you don't find that a lot with celebrities.
Right.
And we try to give her a woofer the first time she was there. You remember?
Yeah, we told her she was going on the road. We said, hey, we have a dog for you. Loren's dog Woofer was in the studio.
Roy was also asked what celebrity was the most disappointing to interview. I think we all know how Roy feels about this one. Rob Schneider.
Oh, yeah.
Comedian and former SNL and actor.
Yeah, and if you haven't read this article, this is a good story because Rob Schneider kind of came in here and he got on his high horse about something and then he started a fat shame and then Manny had to jump in and like back him down.
Oh, yeah?
It was weird.
You did. You backed me up. It was weird. You're like, he's lost weight. You don't know his story.
Right.
Oh, yeah. He was specifically pointing at you.
Yeah, he was fat shaming me. And so, yeah, no, Rob Schneider is not welcome here.
Yeah. And then what's your favorite on-air moment to date? And Roy said when he came out.
Oh, yeah.
He said it was a really scary moment in my personal life because it was affecting my career or could affect my career. And everyone close to me knew.
Yeah, that was a really scary time. I don't remember reading that part of the article. I wonder if she went in detail because I went through a whole thing on how I was on the TV show and I was acting straight on TLC's My Big Fat Fabulous Life.
But you had a boyfriend at the time.
I had a boyfriend at the time. Did she go in detail with that at all?
Not all the way, like you're saying the full story, but she did put a clip of
the coming out
when it happened because like. It was so spontaneous. Like, Manny and I didn't know that that was going to happen that day.
No.
And I wish it would have been the video clip because our faces, I mean, I was like, oh, we're doing this. Like, okay.
We knew. And we were so bad at it. Like, we would talk about how we hung out over the weekend and be like, oh, yeah, Roy's partner Sterling was there.
That friend.
Yeah, you haven't come out yet, you know. But, well, it's a good article, you guys. You should go check it out. You can read all about Roy and his life, the life of a morning show DJ. It's at Charlotte Agenda. Do we have that up at
kiss95.com? Yeah, we'll put it up at kiss95.com, but certainly it's at charlotteagenda.com.
Cool.
Let's make it be their most read.
Yes, please do. Jump on that. Hey, there's a new trend, and we need to find out if Loren's down with this trend. Women are buying their own jewelry now, not waiting for the guy.
Well, haven't they always done that? Is that a new trend? Because let me tell you something. If that's what men think, I have some shocking news.
But I have to tell you something because my husband was offended by something I did.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
Well, this also includes wedding rings.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we'll get into that coming up just after 7. It's Manny, Roy, and Loren on your Monday morning.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
I'm really surprised at the statistic. To the point that whenever I read it, I was like, is it true? Like, let me see the facts.
Okay.
Because it says that over 50% of young women between the ages of 18 and 25 are now the ones to buy their own engagement rings.
Really?
Yeah.
They're not waiting for the guy who's dragging his feet?
No. Which when I started thinking about it, I was like, it kind of somewhat makes sense. Because if you look at the history of proposing, right? Long time ago, guys would try to predict what the woman would want and then show up with a magical surprise. Now I feel like it's a shopping experience between the guy and their partner.
Yeah, I feel like it's important that that other person knows like what you desire. Yeah. So you go and like, and maybe you do it on the sneak. Like you just run them through a jewelry store because you have to get a new watch battery put in. And while they're changing the battery, you just happen to stop at the ring collection and point out some things.
Right.
But
I know our friend Dovey and the whole crew over at Diamonds Direct, they like specialize in surprising your significant other. Like they'll help you, you know.
That's very cool.
They'll listen to her cues and then they'll tell you all about it, which one you should purchase, and she'll be happy.
Well, I got myself into some trouble over at Diamonds Direct.
What'd you do?
I went. Do you remember the day that we were all over there and I tried on like every ring in the store?
Oh, yes.
My gosh. Well, yes, I do. You literally made them pull out 17 different things.
Yeah. But it's great because they have like a wish list that they can put under your name. So I put a new band for my wedding bands on that list, thinking like, I'll throw some hints. Dallas will pick up my drift and he'll go to Diamonds and get this ring for me for like a birthday, an anniversary,
the holidays.
Mother's Day, the holidays, something. Well, a lot of time went by and I was like, all right, clearly my man's not catching my drift. So I went and bought the ring myself.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
But you know what? That mentality is now the common with people. That's common.
But let me tell you how upset Dallas was that I bought myself my own one of my own wedding bands. And he was like, I wish you just would have told me. And I was like, how many other ways could I have told you other than like, hey, here's the price. Here's where you're going to go. You're going to go talk to Jen. You're going to walk it. Like, if I have to
She's
hold your hand.
She's waiting for you.
Right. If I have to hold your hand to go over there.
Yeah, I'm the same way, though. Like, I don't know. It's just, it's like not on top of mind.
Yeah.
Unless there is a specific holiday or something. And then, like, we have to remember
yeah.
that that's what we talked about. But I wonder how many people have bought their engagement rings. Like, ladies. Like, you didn't wait for your man. Like, do you think anybody went and bought their engagement ring, put it on, and then, like, the guy came home and, like, finally after 3 days, he's like, what are you wearing?
We're now engaged.
Yeah.
Welcome to your future.
Like, here's the ring I picked out that you never bought me. Welcome to your future.
I think that might scare somebody off. Unless you had the conversation and you said, okay, we're going to get engaged. And then you and I got the ring.
704-570-9595. Did you ever buy your engagement ring? We'll take your phone calls after Maroon 5 on KISS.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
That's Maroon 5.
I just cannot wait for May.
Graduation time.
I mean,
kids are going to be driving home in their car listening to this crying.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll do one and then we'll put like little clips in there, like, you know, thanks, Mom. Thanks for helping me get through high school. You know, we'll make it a real tearjerker. Thanks, Adam Levine.
It's KISS 95.1 with the Manny Roy and the Ray Morning Show. A shocking statistic, over 50% of women between the ages of 18 and 25 are now buying their own engagement ring, which I could not believe.
And Loren, you just told us that it wasn't an engagement ring, but it was a wedding band that you wanted.
Yeah.
And you gave Dal the hint over at Diamonds Direct to purchase it, and he never did. So what'd you do?
I went out and bought it myself.
And how did that work out?
He was not real happy with me. He said to me, I wish you would have just came out and told me that that's what you wanted. And I was like, I thought I was.
I dropped 20 hints.
Right.
I'm with Dal, though. We don't pick it up, man.
Samantha and Charlotte, you are on with the Manny Roy and the Ren Morning Show. You bought your own engagement ring. Why?
Well, we had already pretty much set a date of when we were getting married, and he had not gotten a ring. He had not even really proposed yet at this point. So my dad used to own a jewelry store, so I went to my dad, and I was like, hey, Dad, I need an engagement ring. He actually got me an entire wedding set, and I gave it to my husband, and I said, okay, well, we're getting married in a week. Here you go.
Oh, my gosh.
Thanks, Samantha. Yeah, but, I mean, that's... Her dad owned the jewelry store.
Yeah.
What did you think was going to happen?
Let's bring in Alex from Concord. Hey, Alex.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hi. So tell us what happened.
So my dad proposed to my mom. This was back in 1988. He proposed to her without a ring. And then after she said yes, they went and picked out the ring together.
That I heard is a lot more common than the statistic that yeah. Roy read us, which is now the women aren't even waiting and just going to purchase it on their own and wearing it, you know?
Yeah.
But that's the move. Thanks, Alex.
704 texted in and said, "This trust an older listener. Been there, done it. You guys need to discourage this behavior to the younger generations because these girls are going to screw themselves."
I think that's well said. We've got a senseless survey coming up. Roy asked the most random questions to the most unsuspecting people.
Yes, like, would you call salt angry sugar? I mean, they're both white, and one tastes a little funny. Let's find out with the senseless survey in 5.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Mr. Brown here, U.S. Senseless Bureau. I'm trying to reach Peyton. Hey, Peyton.
Peyton.
The reason why you're saying my name like that?
No, there's no specific reason. I just want to ask you some questions here for the year of 2019. Wrap up this paperwork, a little survey, okay?
Okay.
Would you call salt angry sugar?
Excuse me?
And isn't pepperoni just really crazy bologna? Spicy.
Wait, what? Who is this?
This is Mr. Brown, U.S. Senseless Survey.
Excuse me, can we please get on to the census question?
Oh, sure, of course. Is pre-boarding the boarding that takes place before the boarding on an airplane?
Mm-hmm. Okay, are you new at your job? Because the Bureau takes a head count.
That's not my department.
That's the whole department.
No, that's a different Bureau. Have you ever thought about how your future self is watching you right now through the memories? And can you sense that they're watching?
You know, that's a great question, but I don't have time for this.
Now, many animals, they probably need glasses, but nobody knows it, so how do we figure that out?
God, I gotta go. My time is valuable, sir. Oh, look at that. Someone's at the door. Thank you so much for your time.
Peyton,
I hope you have a great
day. Peyton?
Yeah?
I don't hear anyone at your door. I think you're making that up.
I'm not making it up.
I don't hear it. Where's your doorbell?
I don't have a doorbell. You don't hear the knocking?
I don't hear knocking.
Well, here, let me put my phone up to the knocking.
Well, Peyton, how do I know that's not you doing that? Peyton, look, I can do it too.
They won't let me get on. Stop knocking.
Do you hear the knocking?
Peyton, I can knock too. In fact, I may be knocking at your door.
But you're not knocking at my door, are you? Have a great day.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette, sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So, Jay-Z has partnered with the NFL. You know, he's supposed to be helping with this new initiative. Mm-hmm. And he's come out and said that he is not pleased with Colin Kaepernick right now over this weekend.
So it's a whole mess.
I know. Colin Kaepernick was given a workout by the NFL, and all these teams are supposed to come. Well, he changed the location of the workout last minute and wanted to hold it where he wanted to hold it. He worked out at a high school nearby, and he said the reason that he did that is because the league wouldn't allow him to have full transparency.
Yeah, they wouldn't allow media.
So he did his own workout with media coverage, and I guess it was, this is the first I'm hearing it was mixed reviews from the scouts, because some scouts were saying that they were really impressed with his arm and his talent was there and his strength was there, and then others were saying that he just looked average at best. But I heard he looked good. Kanye West, he went to Texas over the weekend, and on Friday, he started out with a performance at the Harris County Jail in Houston with a 100 voice choir.
Who in the jail had the phone to record this? Do you get that? Like, is that for good behavior? You get to have a phone and just post it?
Phone for an hour.
And then he was with Joel Osteen, who was delivering a service, and he sat down with him too and said that he was raised in the church but found it really boring as a kid, and he went 3 times a week.
So as I sat there saying, you know, I'm gonna make a gospel album, there were Christians that were there that we're not. Excuse me, brother. I go into these streams of consciousness when I'm talking, and when you're speaking in the middle of it, it distracts me. I really appreciate the support, but I would like for everybody to be completely silent so I can let God flow through me as I speak to you guys today.
Yeah, I guess some churches, you know, you shout back to the preacher and stuff, like, uh-huh, you know, uh-huh,
Kanye.
Nope. You're messing me up.
He called him out for being loud.
How much longer before he comes to Elevation? I bet you Pastor Furtek would love to have Kanye there.
I don't know.
I mean, he's already invited him.
Yeah, maybe.
I love the move of when you're just going on a rant, you say stream of consciousness. I'm going to use that with my boss. If I'm talking, he interrupts. I'm like, listen, I got a stream of consciousness right now. You can't.
Oh, my God. How amazing would that be?
You can't break it.
Yeah.
Don't slow this train down, boy.
By the way, Lady Gaga served as a bridesmaid over this weekend, but we'll get into that into the 830 Dirty.
All right, let's play Can't Be the Rin. 704-570-9595. Lorandy, you have a whopping 12 wins. Call now, take her down.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorraine. Sponsored by Sona Dermatology and Med Spa. On KISS
95.1. Lisa, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I hear you have your son in the car, too.
I do. I have Hayes. We're on the way to school.
Hey, Hayes. You guys are playing Can't Beat Lorraine today.
We are.
Throw her out so we can try and throw you a prize.
Get out of there, Lorraine.
I'm going.
Lorraine is putting her headphones down. She is walking out of the studio, and she is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
Hey, this former One Directioner who almost played Eric in Disney's live-action Little Mermaid was the host and musical guest on SNL over the weekend. Who is that?
Zane.
I'm sorry?
Zane, Z-A-N-E.
Okay. Kanye West took his choir to Texas and performed in a county jail while his wife was on the Today Show. His wife is...
Kim Kardashian.
Big week for the Joe Bros. They were here. They're going to be here in Charlotte on Wednesday, and they also just got added to Sunday's American Music Awards. What nearby town does their family own a restaurant called Nelly's?
Belmont.
And Gwen Stefani's going to not return to the show that she met her current boyfriend, Blake Shelton, on. What show is that?
Love that show, The Voice.
And John Legend's wife hilariously scared him while he was a guest on guest host on Ellen. Who is his wife?
Chrissy Teigen.
Come on in, Lorraine.
How right. did Lisa and Hayes do?
Lisa got four correct. Here
right.
we go.
All right. This former One Directioner who almost played Eric in the Disney's live action Little Mermaid was the host and musical guest on SNL over the weekend.
That would be Harry Styles.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Lisa said Zane. It's 1-0.
Hey, Kanye West took his choir to Texas and performed in a county jail while his wife was on the Today Show. His wife is?
Kim Kardashian West.
2-1.
And it's a big week for the Joe Bros. They're going to be here in Charlotte on Wednesday. They also just got added to Sunday's American Music Awards. What nearby town does their family own a restaurant called Nelly's?
Belmont.
That is correct. It's 3-2.
Gwen Stefani's not going to be returning to the show she met her current boyfriend, Blake Shelton, on. What show is that?
The Voice.
That is correct. It's 4-3.
And John Legend's wife hilariously scared him while he was a guest host on Ellen. Who is his wife?
Chrissy Teigen.
That is correct. Final score, 5-4. Lorraine, you win. You have 13 wins.
Lisa Hayes, not quite a win. I'm so sorry, guys. That silly Harry Styles got you.
Yeah, didn't listen to them.
All right, you guys know what I want to hear.
You beat us, Lorraine.
Thanks for playing, y'all.
Have a good day.
You too.
Now, you got to stick around. Manny wants to become a volunteer firefighter, and it's for all the wrong reasons.
I was thinking about it.
It's not good. Wait, you know what? We'll let him plead his case, and then you can decide.
Okay.
In 5 minutes, don't go anywhere.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. KISS 95.1.
So, Manny was telling us that he was thinking about becoming a volunteer firefighter, but you had these strict rules.
Yeah, it was like a list of things that he didn't want to do.
Oh, hold on a second. Back up. First of all, this was a private conversation. I know we don't have private conversations a lot, but my wife doesn't even know about this.
Which, by the way, was one of the requirements. Your wife can't know about this.
So here's the situation. I live in Waxhaw, and I just found out that they're going to put a volunteer fire department within like a mile of my house.
Which you would be, that's great because volunteer firefighters got to be near the firehouse to.
Right.
Yeah.
So to back up a little bit, when I lived in California, the town I lived in Northern California had a volunteer fire department, and I played hockey with a guy who was on the volunteer fire department, and his whole week was filled up with fun activities. The hockey team, like 8 volunteer firefighters played hockey. Then they had a bowling league. Then they, every weekend was some sort of a barbecue or cookout event. Then they had a softball team, right? And then they did like fashion shows, fundraisers. And I go, it sounds like a party. And he goes, it is a party.
Yeah, so the only thing that you're seeing is the social side of things.
Oh, my God. I didn't have a girlfriend at the time. I wasn't married when I was in California. I was like, I need to join this. So I went to the fire department, the recruitment night, and chief talked. And I was like, sweet. You know, he's like, none of you are firefighters by nature. You're all here because you want to volunteer your time. And you want to help us, you know, get our memberships up. We need members, especially during the day, which is big for me.
Sure.
You know, I'm home in the afternoon when a lot of other firefighters work 9 to 5.
Now, is this meeting with the chief here in Charlotte, or is this California?
No, this is in California.
This is California.
Yeah, I haven't even made it that far here in Wesley Chapel.
Okay.
So they play the video, you know, they're going to show us a video on what the volunteer firefighters need. They get a little blue light in their car. You're not supposed to bust through traffic lights.
Oh, but you would totally abuse that.
Cars would pull over for you, and I was like, this is sweet. You're really up in the call here. And then the car accident portion of the program comes on. And I was like, I just am not good with blood. I'm not good with gore. I panic, like in a car crash. Like I would arrive with the firefighter and be like, oh, my God, get her out.
Yeah, you're the very definition of what a firefighter shouldn't be.
Exactly.
If I need help, I don't want you.
Yeah.
And the chief was like, if you are a volunteer and you don't want to, become a more fulfilled firefighter, then, you know, there's plenty of things for you to do around the firehouse and there's plenty of things for you to do at a fire. You don't have to go into the fire. You don't even have to fight the fire. You can help us with hose, laying out the hoses and keeping doing crowd control. And I'm like, that's perfect. Like, I'm not trying to go into a fire, but I want to help. So the freaking Wesley Chapel Fire Department is moving, supposedly they're building a new one close to my house. So I said to you two off the air, I was like, oh, maybe I'll do that. I'm available in the afternoon. They probably need members in the afternoon. But I don't want to do
firefighter stuff.
Everything.
I don't want to go into a fire. I don't want to do car wrecks. I might not be available at night.
So basically you just want to be part of the boys club.
Yeah, I will be
in charge.
You just
want to hang out.
Wesley Chapel Fire Department, let me make this clear. I will be in charge of your social activities. And I'll run your Facebook page.
You want to be the social coordinator.
If there's a fire, you're going to show up and go, oh boy, I hope someone does something with this.
You guys have been fighting this thing for a while. You need water? I'll go get waters, bagels. What do you want? Chick-fil-A?
You're the water boy. You're the team captain.
Dude, is there anything wrong with that? Don't the volunteer fire departments need guys like me?
No, I think there's everything wrong with that.
Aren't I the real hero?
I think...
okay.
Aren't... Remember, you know, the MVP.
No, I think that everybody who's on a fire truck should be willing to saddle up and run into the fire.
Yeah, well, then as quickly as my career starts, it stops.
Like, if I found out that my house is on fire and then I see a firefighter just standing there, I'd be like, hey, come on, you got work to do,
right,
bud.
But there'd be other guys and gals that would be able to do that portion of it. I'd be like, hey, my job is to stand here and make sure nobody turns the water off on the pumper.
So what are you going to do during a car accident? And how can you help? I mean, you're only on a car accident for like 30 minutes. You can't give everybody water for that.
Manny's going to wait in the car and just relay messages back and forth.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even want a uniform. Don't even give me the helmet and the pants and all that stuff.
You don't want none of that?
No, I want to be a light volunteer.
You literally just want the social environment.
You know what?
Maybe it is cool, though. Like, I need a spot to go and hang out, like watch TV and stuff like that.
Yeah,
like,
it's called your garage.
Yeah.
You're going to get a vest that just says public on it, and there's going to be like, he's press.
I'm a volunteer yeah. firefighter, like way volunteer. How volunteer are you? Like, I don't even know.
I volunteer for the volunteers. Like, if they need water, I'll get it.
Sometimes I wash the fire truck.
Well, anyway, I'm available if you're ready for me, Wesley Chapel. I'm available for any kind of your social needs. The bowling league looks tremendous. All the guys are fun and the girls are fun when they get together.
Good God.
That's so stupid. You want to become a firefighter to go bowling? Man, come on. Let's just have cookouts and bowl. Who cares about that whole first responder thing?
Yeah.
The alarm goes off. Me, he's like, hey, we'll get there. Finish your meal.
Oh, that's a good. No, wait a second. That's actually a good idea. If the fire alarm goes off.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And you're fixing dinner, you can take over the cooking while they go do the fire. And so by the time they come back, you can feed all of them.
You just have to deal with two disasters? No. I'm not even a good chef.
The fire department's now burning down.
Yeah. Listen, let's do this, though, after 8. I saw this, funny enough, I think I saw it on Twitter, where people were filling in the hashtag, then the fire department came.
Okay.
So, like, something happened at your house, things got crazy, and then the fire department came. We'll talk about that just after 8 from your friendly volunteer firefighter, Maney, in Kiss 95.1.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So we were kind of just taken aback here in the studio. We were off the air talking, and Maney told us how he was thinking about signing up to become a firefighter. And
volunteer firefighter.
Volunteer firefighter. And then we started kind of probing at that idea of Maney the firefighter, and he told us that he didn't want to do anything involving going into fires, and he didn't want to go to car accidents, which, by the way, is the definition of being a firefighter.
Right. He's got a whole rider of the things he doesn't want to do.
Yeah. So pretty much you just want to hang out and join the sports teams.
So what I found out when I lived in California was the volunteer fire department there was looking for members, and you don't have to be all in. Like Roy thinks, like you can help out around the firehouse doing things and call yourself a volunteer firefighter. So Wesley Chapel is actually moving their fire station or building one close to my house. And I said, hey, maybe I'll just join that fire department and be the head of social activities. You would have thought I was nuts. But listen, we're getting text messages from people who are saying that there are people like Maney.
Yeah, we have one text that says that it's called fire auxiliary. It's typically the firefighter's wives.
Yeah. So me and the firefighter's wives wait for the boys to come back.
You can leave the bake sale, bud.
And I'll set the parade up. 803 said people like Maney help out a lot. Former lieutenant of a volunteer fire department. And in fact, Laffy McLafferson over there, this is Jonah, who's an assistant firefighter and an assistant chief. Hi, Jonah.
How are y'all?
We're good. Where are you a firefighter?
So I'm assistant chief at the Pleasant Valley Fire Department. We actually operate directly with the Wesley Chapel Fire Department.
Oh, good.
Oh, that could be your future coworker.
You better be nice to Chief. My chief. Well, listen, I just thought that, you know, with my hours, I was available in the afternoon, and I know volunteer fire departments need that. Sometimes they need more help in the afternoon than they do at night. And I can help out any way I can.
Well, what I was going to offer to you is that we have a training house. We obviously have equipment. We got people who love training to come try it out and see if you maybe could do it as a firefighter. Because like in our organization, and I know, you know, it is typically the firefighters' wives that hand out the water and stuff like that. But in both our organization and Wesley Chapel, we can always use volunteers and people who are professional firefighters on our rolls. We also have, you know, people who are business people. I think Wesley Chapel, one of our former members is he'd be everywhere from Japan to Czechoslovakia in a week doing research on prescription drugs. So it's not just firefighters who could be firefighters. We have a lot of people who actually
do it. Right. I just think Maney would be afraid of fires.
Oh, I would be. Who wouldn't
all
be?
All the hard time y'all are giving him, I think it would be worthwhile for him to come try it out.
So all right.
Either he can figure out he's made for it or y'all can laugh at him.
It's a win-win either way.
Nicole, I'm putting Jonah back on hold, get his info, and then maybe after the first of the year when we come back, I'll go do that.
You could just hang out with the firefighters.
Thanks, Jonah. Buddy, thanks, bud.
Your speed is the firefighter wives. You can hang out, fix food, talk, gossip.
Set up the parade. Yeah.
End up water.
talk about Chicago Fire.
Yeah.
We DVR Chicago Fire, boys. Come on in. So Liz in Charlotte is on the radio with us. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
We saw something trending over the weekend. Twitter was using people on Twitter were using the hashtag, then the fire department came. And it typically was like, my dog accidentally wagged into the candle. The candle caught my dad's work papers on fire. Then the fire department came. And that's what we're looking for at 704-570-9595.
We bought a house in May, which is really exciting. And
about 5 days after we moved in, my boyfriend had to travel for work, so he left me alone. And I was home maybe like 20 minutes before I locked myself out of the house. And I had put dinner in the oven and tried to like break into our house. Which it turns out we have all shatterproof windows, so that didn't work. So I had to go over to neighbor's house. Nobody answered the door. Finally, I got somebody who was like coming home from work, and they called the fire department for me. And I was like, oh, this is no big deal. They're just going to come and, you know, unlock the door for me. It'll be fine. But they came down our street with, like, sirens blazing. All of my neighbors came out. The one fire guy came out of the truck with, like, a hatchet.
Yeah, that would be me. Like,
and I was like, oh, my gosh, please don't break my door down. I'll be in so much trouble. But we did get in. It didn't actually catch on fire, but it was a really interesting introduction to our neighborhood.
That's so
funny.
Oh, my
gosh.
Oh, my God. Liz's house is on fire. No, I just got myself locked out. Yeah, that would be me, though. Thank you, Liz.
I remember as a kid, I was riding bicycles with my buddy, and at one point I fell off the bike and really cut up my knee, and I saw what I just thought was a firehouse, and I was like, well, you know what? I bet they got Band-Aids.
Not bad.
Let me just ride my bike over there and talk to them. So I go up, and I hit the like doorbell, and somebody comes over the intercom saying, hey, can I help you? I'm like, hey, I cut my leg. Can I get some Band-Aids? They said, okay, stay right there. We'll get someone to help you. And I
stretcher
thought
comes out.
I thought they were going to open the door and like, hey, come on in. No one's at this firehouse because it's volunteer. And so I'm like waiting and I hear sirens and I'm like, oh, there must be another fire station nearby. And then with that, like a fire truck shows up, an ambulance shows up.
Are you kidding?
And the whole crew comes out.
Oh, my
out.
God.
And I'm like, guys, I just wanted a Band-Aid.
Yeah. See, how the volunteers are there for you, man.
I know. I was like 14 at the time. All right. This is Nikki in Fort Mill. Welcome to the Manny Roy in the Rim Morning Show.
Yes.
Hey, Nikki. So what happened, ... Then the fire department came.
So my stepsister and I, we were teenagers, and she was about 6 months younger than me, so it was time for her to get her first car. And she was away at summer camp. She was supposed to be coming home that day. And my dad's thing was to kind of buy, like, junker cars that just needed a little bit of work. He'd fix them, and then we could drive them until the wheels fell off. So he found this car. He was fixing it, just doing a few things, and he had left, like, the Haynes manual or some type of papers or something under the hood and shut the hood to take it for a test drive. And the car just caught on fire right there in the driveway.
Oh.
It actually exploded and took out, like, to this day, there's still a chunk of pavement missing from in front of that house.
Oh, my
goodness.
So the fire department shows up, and about that time, here comes my stepsister, like, around the corner in the car with my stepmom, all excited about her new car.
Oh, my God, and it had blown up.
That is in flames in front of the house.
Oh, my God.
It's like the Nikki laughing telling the story, too. What a great story. I'm glad no one got hurt, but that is a funny story to share.
All right, this is Cheryl and Matthews. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show. So what happened with your son?
Oh, my goodness. So my son flew a drone into a tree, and his twin brother, at the time they were 10, his twin brother decided to throw everything in my garage up into the tree to try to knock it down. And when that didn't work, he then climbed the tree. And then the fire department had to be called.
He got stuck in the tree.
Yeah, I mean, it looked like a Dr. Seuss movie or something or book where the tree was shooken and everything like came flying out of it.
Did they have that big trampoline thing that they were all carrying and like trying to get him to jump onto the trampoline?
They didn't have that, but they put the ladder up in every direction because he was, like, not just up the center of the tree, but then he went out onto the limb. So they were trying, you know, it took, like, three guys to hold the ladder into a weird position. One guy to climb up and get him down.
Oh, my gosh.
Thanks, Cheryl. Did they come with the sirens on?
Yeah.
It's a real emergency, man.
Yeah, he could have fallen.
Yeah, okay.
Serious.
Well, on the Rap Party podcast, which is where we put exclusive content up. If you've never heard it, it's more in-depth. When we don't have time, because on the radio we have time constrictions, like we got to go to break. But we'll put up on the Rap Party podcast how back when I used to be a 911 operator, I have the audio of this. Someone called 911 because their bird was stuck in a tree. And it's hilarious because you hear the bird going off in the background. And that will be on the Rat Party podcast. Make sure you download it.
All right. That'll be up just after 10:30, probably this morning. Up next, we do have a senseless survey. Yeah. I love this one, Roy.
Yes, yeah, where I call and I ask, hey, is salt just angry sugar? Find out with the senseless survey in 5 minutes.
Who used to call me on my cell phone?
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the senseless bureau calling.
Who used to call me on my cell phone?
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Mr. Brown here, U.S. Senseless Bureau. I'm trying to reach Peyton. Hey, Peyton.
Peyton.
The reason why you're saying my name like that?
No, there's no specific reason. I just want to ask you some questions here for the year of 2019. Wrap up this paperwork, a little survey, okay?
Okay.
Would you call salt angry sugar?
Excuse me?
And isn't pepperoni just really crazy bologna? Spicy.
Ooh.
Wait, what? Who is this?
This is Mr. Brown, U.S. Census Survey.
Excuse me, can we please get on to the census question?
Oh, sure, of course. Is pre-boarding the boarding that takes place before the boarding on an airplane?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you new at your job? Because the bureau takes a head count.
That's not my department.
That's the whole department.
No, that's a different bureau. Have you ever thought about how your future self is watching you right now through the memories? And can you sense that they're watching?
You know, that's a great question, but I don't have time for this.
Now, many animals, they probably need glasses, but nobody knows it, so how do we figure that out?
I gotta go. My time is valuable, sir. Oh, look at that. Someone's at the door. Thank you so much for your time.
Peyton,
I hope you have a great
day. Peyton? Peyton?
Yeah?
I don't hear anyone at your door. I think you're making that up.
I'm not making it up.
I don't hear it. Where's your doorbell?
I don't have a doorbell. You don't hear the knocking?
I don't hear knocking.
Well, here, let me put my phone up to the knocking.
Well, Peyton, how do I know that's not you doing that? Peyton, look, I can do it too.
They won't let me get on. Stop knocking.
You hear the knocking?
Peyton, I can knock too. In fact, I may be knocking at your door.
But you're not knocking at my door, are you? Have a great day.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. KS95.1.
Ariana Grande has been fighting, I guess, a cold. She says her head and her throat hurt really bad. And over the weekend, she was trying some home remedies with her friends. But she had to cancel an appearance in Lexington, Kentucky on Sunday night. Wow. She said she's still dealing with some of that, and it's 10 times worse now. So hopefully she's going to see a real doctor, not just doing some home remedies.
Yeah.
But hopefully she will be on the mend soon. Lady Gaga served as a bridesmaid over the weekend, and she walked down the aisle and took to social media to show off her best friend's wedding, along with her pink hair and pink bridesmaid's dress to go along with it. She didn't upstage the bride, though. She tried to keep it low-key at the actual wedding. But, you know, Lady Gaga's always a good time. Now, Big Machine and Scooter Braun, they are defending themselves against Taylor Swift. Taylor last week came out and said that they were blocking her from doing some of her earlier songs at the AMAs, and they said, we didn't say that. We don't have a right to keep you from performing anywhere. But this kind of sounds like a back way of saying, because what Taylor was saying is that they wouldn't let her perform the older songs because then that would be breaking her contract of re-recording them. They're saying, well, we didn't tell her she couldn't perform anywhere.
She just couldn't perform this specific thing.
Right. So yeah. I think they're kind of dancing around it. Who knows? We'll have to see how this whole thing plays out.
You know, and I'm stuck on this because there's a part of me that is on the label side because they pluck you out of nowhere. Then they promote you. They spend all this money in you, invest in you. And then the other side of that is that they made their money off of her. Like, they made billions off her. Like, just let her go.
And then you go back to the business side and you're like, well, Taylor had the opportunity to buy her collection. You
did
know what
she?
I mean?
I don't know.
I guess it was too much money. She didn't know that Scooter Braun was going to buy it when they offered her that, so she passed on it, and then it ended up in Scooter Braun's hands.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Listen, even entertainment, like, you know, our business, there's a business side behind everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it all isn't just roses and songs.
And sometimes that's not fair. Like, at the end of the day, it's business, and it's not fair all the time.
Yeah, right.
By the way, One Directioners, you had a mini reunion with Niall and Louis in Mexico over the weekend. They were both performing at the same festival and did a sound check together with a 1D song.
That's cool.
Yeah. Okay, what's hot? What's trending? What do you need in your life? It's freezing outside. It's probably either way too hot or way too cold in your office, because that's what happens in our studio. But I found a $20 heated mouse pad that will keep your hands toasty in your freezing office.
Things you don't need.
No, it's awesome, man. You plug it into your USB port. It's got a little blanket over like where the mouse goes to keep your hand warm.
Okay.
I love it.
All right. Thanks, Lorraine.
We'll have it up for you at kiss951.com.
We'll do a little choose your own adventure. Remember those books?
Uh-huh.
You read something, and then it said if you want to go left, you go to page 10. If you want to go right, go to page 50.
Right.
All right. Choose your own story here. Do you guys want to learn about the chemistry professor accused for running a real-life Breaking Bad-style meth lab? Or the Dubai bar that offers women free drinks based on how much they weigh? Which story would you like to hear about next?
Oh, I don't think I want to hear the Dubai one. That sounds awful.
Yeah, let's do Breaking Bad.
You're ready to go with the meth lab over the Dubai drinking story?
Kind of, because I feel like the Dubai drinking story is going to fire me up. But hey, maybe that is the right route. I don't know.
Well, we'll see which direction we go coming up in less than 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere, you guys.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So a chemistry professor, actually two of them in Arkansas, they've been arrested for allegedly doing a real life Breaking Bad style meth lab. And I'm laughing because it's like, if you're a college professor, do you not think about this until you see the show? And then you're like, ooh.
You got the idea from that?
Yeah, like we're using our smarts and our professorness all the wrong way here.
Hmm.
Anyway, the two of them were arrested Friday afternoon and faced charges of manufacturing methamphetamine and using drug paraphernalia. They didn't say where the professors at Henderson State University in Arkadelphia, which is a city in Arkansas.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, Arkadelphia. Mm-hmm. There's also a Texarkana.
Hmm. Really?
Yeah. Hmm. However, the investigation revealed that a science lab at the university was being closed early last month over reports of an undetermined chemical odor, officials told the local TV station. And then tests found a chemical closely used to make methamphetamines. That chemical was present. And then the school put the two professors on administrative leave on October 1st. And then yesterday, on Friday, the Clark County Sheriff's Department announced and made the arrest of the two professors for making methamphetamines on the college campus inside the classroom.
Wow.
Wonder how much money they made.
I was going to say, I mean, obviously there was a operation going to sell them.
Yeah.
Do you think there's a chance that the students were like, hey, Professor Johnson, can you show us how that works in real life? You know, can you be the real life Breaking Bad right here?
Speaking, yeah.
Oh, so maybe like they weren't really trying to break the law; they were just trying to.
I'm just throwing that out there.
Kids like mind trick them into doing it.
Yeah. Hey, Walter White, do me a favor. No, they must have admitted to the crime. They were arrested.
Yeah.
And there's no sign in this article that says that the students asked them to do it. But you know, every student does that. Every class has that one student that loves to get the teacher off track.
Oh, like, that was you.
I used to do it to my science teacher. Science teacher would be like, today we're going to learn about amoebas. Like, well, that sucks. Let's learn about time travel. Mr. Hopper, do you believe in time travel? And he would answer, well, I believe there's some sort of space continuum.
Really?
Yeah. And then everybody would be like, thanks for getting us out of the amoeba conversation.
Yeah, then it circles back around.
It's true. So a club in Dubai is hosting a promotion offering women free drinks based on how much they weigh. Now, we know someone who works in radio over there in Dubai. I'm going to have to ask them if this is a radio station thing.
Now, is this like
what's your first thoughts?
My first thought is that they're going to offer cocktails to the thinner of the party.
Quite the opposite. The Fusion Club at the Al Bashar Hotel says that the higher the number on the scale, the more free booze you're going to get.
Oh, that's awesome.
Females can redeem the promotion by weighing themselves on a designated scale at the entrance. Huh. They can also opt for a discreet option by writing their weight on a piece of paper for the bartender.
I was just about to ask that. Do I actually have to, like, say it out loud or...
Yeah. They can do that because the bar doesn't require authenticity because the bar's management respects our lady guests.
Huh.
We wow. don't insist our guests verify their weight. We trust them and just serve them whatever number they wrote on the paper without asking questions. So how much booze does 1 pound give you? For every kilo, every kilogram is equal to Emirati dirham, the currency of the United States, the United Emirates, Arab Emirates. Mm-hmm. So a woman who weighs 150 pounds would really get about $18 worth of free drinks. That's what it would come down to.
I mean, that's pretty awesome.
My gosh.
I thought that was going in a totally different direction.
I could get blitzed at this place. I'm going to walk in. They're going to ask me to leave. Sir, please don't weigh yourself.
Well, not only that, but, like, you know, in this day and age, especially over there in the Middle East, you know, where women have their own fights for freedom and stuff in a lot of these countries, it's good to see Dubai's doing something fun for the ladies out there.
That's actually really cool.
And you can keep your weight a secret unless you want to tell us, Loren.
No.
You can tell, no. Okay. All right. It's Manny, Roy, and Loren.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show, Kiss 95.1. Don't forget to wrap up your weekend and join AJ from Kiss. He does our night show every Sunday night. So he was out last night from 11:30 to 1:30 at the world famous Uptown Cabaret on Tryon and Moorhead. It's the late night place to be. Jeez. I've done a lot of appearances in my radio years. I was never did an appearance at an adult club from 11:30 to 1:30.
On a Sunday at that.
On a Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, I held it all. I used to host the Hawaiian Tropic contest at a club in Arkansas. That was fun.
Is that an adult club?
It was adult themed.
Okay.
It was adult themed. But there was big money, man. They were trying to win $10,000.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Before the recession and...
You know, yeah, yeah, exactly. And this was like in the, 1999. And all the judges, but I was the host, and the judges were all the prominent people in town. You know, the guy that owned the Gold's Gym, the guy who owned the club, and like a local TV anchor who was like, got fired for, you know, over drinking or something.
Oh my God.
It was the worst panel, but...
Have any of you signed up for like Apple Plus or Disney Plus?
No.
Amanda is dying to do Disney. Disney is her life, so Disney Plus she wants to do.
I'm very interested in the Disney Plus. Like, is it up? Is it living up to the hype of it? And like, I have Apple Plus, and I'm already irritated with it.
Oh yeah, why?
Because they're releasing things once
so
every Friday.
Slowly.
Every Friday they release a new episode, and I want the shows when I want the shows. I hate waiting.
Right, you want to stream like a Netflix show where you just go to the next one, go to the next episode.
Yeah.
There's only like 5 shows on Apple Plus, and they all come out only on Fridays. Whereas I heard through Disney Plus, you can access, it's like literally getting the keys to Walt Disney's video library. You have access to everything.
I heard people were very, very happy. After the whole snafu where like everybody logged on at the same time and it was crashing the first day, I heard everybody's very happy with it now. I do want to see the live action Lady and the Tramp. And I'm interested in Apple Plus only for the morning show.
The Jennifer Aniston one?
Yeah, I'm just bumming Roy's Apple now.
Yeah. Yeah, I watched the first 2 episodes of the Apple show, but let's do one call says it all, Roy.
Okay.
If one person calls in at 704-570-9595 and says that they love the Disney app, will you get it? And then if they say they don't like it, then you don't get it.
Who, me?
Yeah, you. You're the one that's wanting to get it.
Okay, that's fine.
You just said your wife wanted it.
Which means we're getting it.
Okay. Way,
I'm not in control of my Disney destiny.
That's fair.
But Roy could be.
Yeah, I could be. You tell me, do I need to get it or not get it? Because I already have. I have Netflix. I have Hulu. I got HBO.
It's just one more thing to have. And you don't have kids.
Nicole, you don't have it, right? The Disney
app?
No,
but I want to bum it off somebody.
Yeah. That'll be, put them back on hold afterwards. We'll see if we can't get their password. I mean, we do radio for you every single morning. The least you could do is give us your Disney password. Privately, off the air, of course.
All right, one call says it all, 704-570-9595.
I'm hearing good things about the Star Wars show. Mandalorian or whatever
it
is.
Actually, so Disney Plus has, like, original shows they've created?
Yeah, there's. It's about like one of the characters from Star Wars has his own spinoff, I think.
I just thought they were releasing all the old movies and Lion Kings and whatnot.
No, I think there's like new stuff on there too.
This is Gabby in Mooresville. Welcome to the Maney, Roy, and the Wren Morning Show.
Hey, everyone. Good morning.
Hi, Gabby. One call says it all. Is Roy getting the new Disney TV app or not?
Oh, Gabby sounds like a Disney person.
Of course. Come on now. You got everything on there. You got all your old shows, your old movies. You got everything. You got all your X-Men cartoons. Come on.
Really?
Did you? Obviously, you have it.
Yes.
When did you download it?
Oh, the first day.
Did you deal with the crash?
And not much. I actually had the subscription prior to it coming out that day. So when I logged in, it just let me log in without a problem. It crashed about once or twice halfway through a movie or something. But since that day, it hasn't crashed at all. It's been great.
You know, I remember as a kid, I was a Nickelodeon kid and a Cartoon Network kid.
So you know what I mean? Would you be more apt to download if they had one?
Like, I don't care about Disney shows. I love Disney movies.
Oh, then why do you want it?
I don't know, because it's everyone has it. Everyone's like,
you have
FOMO. Lives.
Yeah.
I do have FOMO.
Well, you got all your Disney movies there. Come on.
Yeah, I do like Disney movies.
How often are you going to sit down to watch a Disney movie when you don't have kids,
though? I don't know. You're right. I don't know.
Gabby, how much have
you... There is that factor.
You've had the Disney app since last week it came out, Disney TV. So how many shows have you watched? How many hours have you spent on it?
Our TV. Every day it's on our TV.
Every day.
Okay.
You're right. But you have kids.
I have a one-year-old, so yes. But it's mostly for us, because if you think about it, it's a one-year-old. She doesn't pay attention to
that's true.
Right.
What was the last thing you watched?
We watched Endgame yesterday.
I don't know what that is.
Marvel?
Marvel.
They have all the Marvel stuff.
Yeah, they've got Marvel.
And that's
they've
the thing.
Thanks, Gabby.
I forget that Disney, I forget that Disney owns ABC and owns all the big, Disney owns everything.
Right.
I forget about this. Maybe I should get it.
Well, maybe you should.
Maybe I shouldn't.
Now I'm torn.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Oh, the show's over as we know it now. Roy just got the password for his Disney Plus.
But everyone's upset with me because I didn't write it down.
I just did. So what do you want?
Everybody wants his passcode.
I know. It's like sharks in the swimming around
the call.
You.
Give me the password.
I didn't write it down. She told me, and I was like, there's no way she's giving me a real password.
You didn't write it down?
I logged in, and it worked. I'm in Disney Plus.
All right, so we'll all take turns taking Roy's laptop home.
Everybody gets Roy's computer for the day. Hey, so many people are texting us, by the way, about this. If you're just joining us, the conversation that Roy brought up just before 9 this morning was, is the Disney Plus app worth it? And I mean, everybody's saying yes. You access everything with Hulu and ESPN Plus. Plus, they've got National Geographic's on there.
Yeah, Pixar's on here. It's wonderful.
Do you have to have, is it an email address too? Or
it's
just
an email with a password is how you log in.
Okay, well, someone texted in.
Sliding your DMs.
704.
Wow, they got Remember the Titans? Remember that movie? They got a bunch of old...
Now I want to see what's all up on there.
Like, movies I forget that's like even Disney. You know what I'm saying? You're like, oh, yeah, that's a Disney movie.
Roy was asking Nicole whether it was good or not, whether it's worth it. And somebody from 540 said, all I'm saying is I'm 35 years old and I was drinking beer watching DuckTales.
Wow, they're so... Oh, they got... like a throwback?
Smart House?
What's that?
I don't know.
That's a great Disney movie.
They got Hannah Montana.
Farmhouse?
Smart House.
Oh, Smart House. Hannah Montana. Yeah.
That's So Raven. Boy Meets World.
Yeah. R.O. Paralena wanted it just to watch Lizzie McGuire. I'm like, I'm not getting Disney Plus just so you can watch Lizzie McGuire.
I got The Sandlot. That's a great film.
I can't believe how many people.
Give me the password.
When people are Nicole, don't worry about it. We're getting multiple texts from people who are willing to share.
I don't know.
With their favorite morning show.
You guys are the best.
Dear Disney, you are currently being robbed by Roy and producer show. Nicole. Yeah,
they wait, even,
you're messing with the biggest digital empire in the country, in the world.
I think they could spare a few logins. I think they could afford it. They got The Parent Trap on here. Remember that movie?
The original, or the Lindsay Lohan one?
Oh, the Lindsay Lohan one.
No, that's not the original.
They got Honey, I Shrunk the Kid?
Yeah, I think so.
If they have that and Honey, I Blew Up the Kid, stand back. I'm watching it.
Wake, wake up, up, up. The Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. Wake up. It's 95.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.